Lesson 9. The 2002 World Cup Stadiums. Text.
On May 31st, 2002, Korea and Japan held the World Cup 2002 together. It was the first time that the World Cup was held in two countries. So, it was very different from the World Cups in the past. The stadiums for this World Cup were very unique and different. Generally, the stadiums symbolize each country's culture and tradition. So stadiums for this World Cup were different from one another. The World Cup 2002 in Korea and Japan ended months ago, but the stadiums will remain for a long time. They cost lots of money. We should take care of them and hand over these stadiums to our descendants. The stadiums will symbolize the expansion of Korean and Japanese soccer. Now listen to the text again and follow along. On May 31st, 2002, Korea and Japan held the World Cup 2002 together. It was the first time that the World Cup was held in two countries. So, it was very different from the World Cups in the past. The stadiums for this World Cup were very unique and different. Generally, the stadiums symbolize each country's culture and tradition. So stadiums for this World Cup were different from one another. The World Cup 2002 in Korea and Japan ended months ago, but the stadiums will remain for a long time. They cost lots of money. We should take care of them and hand over these stadiums to our descendants. The stadiums will symbolize the expansion of Korean and Japanese soccer.
Dialogue. Soccer team.
Are you a soccer fan?
Yes, I am. I like to watch soccer games on TV, but I don't play. I watch every game of the 2002 World Cup.
Which team is your favorite?
Italian. They played very well, but they were not very lucky.
I like the Brazilians. They are the real champions.